it's interesting now to look at another aspect of affirmative attributes of God. And they really come hand in hand again with the concept of creation, the concept of eternal life, and the concept of indefatigable nature of God. Mm-hmm. And that is the knowledge and wisdom. In several of the quotations that you made yourself from the Quran, you reiterated that idea of omniscience, of all knowledgeable, when you talk about God as being all knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. Could we elaborate a little bit on the knowledge, the omniscience, and the wisdom of God as viewed in Islam?
Perhaps the best way would be to refer directly to the Quran and give a few citations that depicts this.
Yeah.
But I can summarize it before I start, even that the knowledge of Allah, of God, is absolute and complete.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not limited by time. First, in 2, 5 and 6, from Allah, verily nothing is hidden on earth or in heaven. He it is who shapes you in the womb as he pleases. There is no God but he, the exalted in might, wise. The second one, in 31, 34, verily, the knowledge of the hour here means the day of judgment, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah alone. It is he who sends down rain, and he who knows what is in the womb. Nor does anyone know what it is that he will earn tomorrow, nor does anyone know in what land he or she is to die. Verily, with Allah is full knowledge, and he is acquainted with all things. The third one is quite interesting. It's in the sixth chapter in the Quran, verse 59. It says, with Allah, with him, are the keys of the unseen, the treasures that none knows but he. He knows whatever there is on earth and in the sea. Not a leaf, see, a tree leaf, not a leaf does fall but with his knowledge. There is not a grain in the darkness or depth of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but is inscribed in a clear record. I find sometimes difficult really to add something to that. I mean, the expression in the Quran is so powerful, so clear, that even with the difficulty of translating the meaning in English, mm-hmm. I suppose we can get an answer better than any human prose, because sure. This is the word of God himself.